Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to children's librarian with the Knoxville Public Library, Holly Shelford, as she goes over what's going on and what's coming up with the summer reading program. There's still a bunch of exciting things for kids going on. Holly, just take us through all those activities.
There is. This coming Wednesday on June the 26th, we have a couple of activities that are going on here at the library. Starting at 1 o'clock, we have a movie that's going on for some of the older children and adults. It's called Move Chat, and what it is, it's an interactive movie where we will be linked up with about 8 or 9 other libraries who will be watching the movie The Meg all at the same time, and that we will be online and able to interact with those people in the other libraries watching the movie at the same time and getting their input. So that should be really fun. That's a first time. It's a trial. There's several people across the state of Iowa that all is doing this at the same time. Our other program that's going on for ages 8 through 12 is Stomp Rockets. It's a science class that we're going to be offering out. It's called a reaction station, and it's based on Newton's third law of motion. So for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So what they're going to be doing is they're going to be building and launching their own rockets in that class. Other activities coming up for some of these younger children, Aaron Fowler will be bringing his lab Bella along on Friday the 28th for a lot of singing, storytelling, dancing. That's at 1:30. And then going into July, we have another family activity going on Monday, July 1st in the evening at 6:30 with Rick Eugene. He's a magician that we've had in the past, so he'll be bringing back his magic show to share with us. We still have a few story times going on. We have Lego Fun happening July 3rd, Crafting Day going on July 8th, and then another program will be bringing Blank Park Zoo back this year. They'll be doing a story time. It is kind of geared for more that younger age, I would say 2 up through about 6 or 7. And we still have some spots available. We asked for a third show, so they're going to be putting 3 storytelling on. So if you are interested, call. We can get you registered for that to get you in with those spots. And then on July 11th, that is the last day of our summer reading program, we will be showing a movie here, and last day for you to get your reading logs turned in to collect those prizes. But again, if you did not get registered for our summer reading program, you can still participate in anything that is happening here at the library.
Seems like you went through a pretty long list there of all the fun activities you got for kids. I guess, you know, when it comes to those activities, what do parents and kids need to do to take part in all those?
They just need to show up. Everything here at the library is free, and there are a few programs that we do kind of have some age recommendations for and you need to register for, and that would be the Blank Park Zoo, but we should have room actually for anybody. So again, that would be the program. If you are interested, just give us a call here. We'll get you registered for that for your children. But otherwise, all the other programs here are free. You just need to show up, and we'll just show you where you need to go, which room we're having the performance in.
It seems like just yesterday we were talking about the start of this program. I can't believe it's already halfway through. I know there's a bunch of activities that are still going on, but if you could, what are your top highlights so far, and what are you really hoping for, you know, in the next couple weeks?
Okay, we've been having a lot of fun. One of my highlights would have to have been the Grout Museum. They came down from Waterloo. They brought a Star Lab, which is kind of like a planetarium. And we got in about 120 kids were able to get into that throughout the sessions, the 2 hours they were here. And they just talked a little bit about the constellations, a little bit about Greek mythology and happening with the stars. And so that was really exciting for us. That was our first time for bringing the Grout Museum here. Another thing that I've been just really proud of this summer is we've had 518 people who are registered for our summer reading program. And I know there's even others who are attending that did not even register, because you don't always have to register still to, like I said, to participate in anything going on here at the library. Another highlight that I'd have to say is the first time performance was Kevin and the Infinite Possibilities. And man, did he get those kids a moving and a grooving. And he's told all those parents that were here and grandparents that brought their kids and daycare providers that he was going to wear those children out so they would be taking naps. And Miss Holly certainly could have used a nap that day. So those are some great things that are going on. Again, I'm really looking forward to our Stomp Rocket. You do not have to register for that one. That is for ages 8 through 12, give or take. You know, if you have a 7-year-old that's really interested in that or a 13-year-old, we're not going to turn anybody down.
When it comes to this, you know, and you see these kids taking part in these programs, the main thing you've always talked about is getting these kids out reading during the summer. Is that something that you're proud of, these kids taking part in and being able to read and keep up on their reading when they're getting ready for school the coming next year?
It is. We feel that it's very important, and it's been proven that it's important that throughout the summer the kids, you know, keep their reading levels or their practice up with their reading. It just helps them when they return back to school in the fall to pick up and get going again. It keeps that brain active. It keeps them off screen. We're also hoping that we can get them outside to play a little bit because we feel like that's important as well. And that's something we've been promoting a lot this year in our summer reading program, too, as, you know, getting outside, playing at least 1 hour, limited to 2 hours. But I think, you know, with having 518 people registered, I think we're finding that it's important to the community and to a lot of these parents and grandparents that are coming in and having their kids participate.
When it comes to this, and what are you excited, you know, I know it's hard to say, but next year you're going to be in a new location. What are you most excited about doing this with the kids next year?
It is. You know, we were truly, truly hoping we would be there this year with this program to kick off. But, you know, how construction goes, and it was a rough winter for all of us and stuff. But we will be really excited. I think the community is going to be at all how beautiful our building is going to be and how we're going to have space for everybody, for all ages. We're going to have a beautiful story time room. We're going to have a fantastic teen area now, just for those teens, a beautiful big meeting room. So I'm just excited to get back there to have them enjoy that. And next summer, yes, do a big kickoff. It will be another fun summer reading program.
Thanks to children's librarian Holly Shelford with the Knoxville Public Library for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.